In Jesus' name, and we delight in the beauty of our Savior. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you that you've quickened us to know, God, that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise be to God for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that again we're feasting upon your word, all because of your grace. God, it's because it's your plan and it's your desire. We come this morning, Lord, expecting of you. And oh, you do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. God, help our unbelief this morning, Lord. Break through. Oh, God, help us to break up the fallow ground that might be in our hearts this morning, Lord God. The indifference, Lord, is again, as was prayed this morning, Lord, help us to be lovers. God, help us to be insatiable lovers, the Philadelphia love. Lord, let it just flow through. God, without the love of God, we're not going to win you. God, we can know a lot of things, but it's the love of God that edifies. It's the love of God that magnifies the wife that is ready. Lord, help us again to love without hypocrisy. Lord, let this love just so draw our hearts this morning, growing us up in all things in you, Lord God. Help us to love your appearing. Lord, could it be today? And even so, Lord, come quickly. Thank you that you've gathered us here, Lord. We again ask that your Holy Spirit just anoint your word. Anoint every heart. Prepare us today for more of the beauty of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's go ahead and open our Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 2. And I'm grateful to God as you're turning there that this is a time when the world recognizes the birth of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. More importantly, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise his name. And the Lord's drawn me back to this exciting time, brothers and sisters, the time that the Lord would appear. And but specifically appear to those that were looking for him. I think you know where he's going with this. See, he was coming. He was coming. And not too many cared. Just like today, he's coming. And not too many care. Oh, you can have a lot of excuses. I think the big one of that day might have been for some. And it is for some. Oh, I've heard of that. I've heard that for so long. Man, they've been saying that for 2,000 years. You know, it talked about that exact unbelief in the Word of God. That when they start talking like that, when they start just ignoring it and casting it off like, oh, that was just some saying, bang, there he is. Praise be to God. And it's going to be a trumpet. It's going to be the voice of the archangel. And he's going to call a company home that not only is looking for him, but is loving his appearing. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm so thankful that just as the Lord is wooing our hearts today, there was a small group of them that were looking and longing and loving the appearing of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it just so happens in our text that there was just a sweet little humble man, a man named Simeon, that was encouraged of the Holy Ghost. This wasn't something he could do on his own. Eyes of his understanding had to be enlightened. The word of the Lord had to come to him and quicken his heart. Jesus is coming, and you're going to see him. Praise the Lord. The 25th verse of the second chapter of Luke. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. Don't you love how when it's important where he says, behold. I like that. See, that's Christ-like, isn't it? See, you better know these things. Get excited about it. Like Rebecca, behold. I'm beholding today. That's why I get excited about coming to church. And it's not to flatter you. It's Christ in you. Growing up into him in all things. Behold. Got your attention now? It's important. Pay attention to this. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout. Praise God. He was righteous because of the blood of Jesus. waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for the appearing of the Lord. He's waiting for the Savior's birth. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. Amen. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. A lot of importance here. Pay attention. That he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Praise be to God. You know, there's just something awesome about the promises of God. There's something so awesome about the promises of God. They're yea and amen. That means they're going to happen. They're coming. And I love it. They're coming like a freight train. Praise be to God. And you can't stop it. And then as we read in this precious word, there's something really, really awesome about what the Holy Ghost does with those promises. And what that Holy Ghost does, if you will let the Holy Ghost truly reign, comfort you with the Scripture, cause you to be still and to know that He is God, take the love of Christ and shed it abroad in your heart. Not just, oh, I love you, Jesus. No, 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 no. Oh, Jesus, I can't imagine how you love me. I'm looking into your Scriptures and man, your love, it just, whoo. It's so immense. It's so much more than I ever imagined. It's so much more than I ever could believe. But praise be to God, you increased my faith. You increased my believing. All because of the love of God. All because of this Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, that visited me and came into my life. And now is taking the love of God and shedding it abroad in my heart. But see, that's what this Holy Ghost does with the promises of God, brothers and sisters. He causes you to believe the Word of God like never before. That's why we come back into this place excited. We don't have great coffee and donuts here. And by the grace of God, we never will. I want you to come here for the Word. I want you to come here because you're excited about the promises of God. His message, His love message to you. And as you come in here by God's grace more and more, year after year, oh, there may have been some years that you said, whoa, did I get a thing? But God, He does it oftentimes when we're sleeping in the pew. God help us to wake up, though. But see, that's the faithfulness of God. He does it. He loves you in spite of you. He'd have been through with you a long time ago if it was contingent upon your behavior if He loved you. Come on. I'm not always pleasing to God if it was up to me. But the blood of Jesus makes me pleasing to God all the time. Come on. Let's believe and rejoice. But see, brothers and sisters, when the Holy Ghost starts taking these promises and enlightening the eyes of our understanding, they become our very own promises. They're personal. They're mine. They're not something that's afar off. They're mine and they're right now. I love that. See, I'm seated in the heavens in Christ right now. And if you're a child of God, you are too. But are you living there? Is it really your life? My goodness, brothers and sisters, I would hope that we walk around here. I don't even know if I'm here anymore. Oftentimes I don't. I'm telling you the truth. It is so beyond wonderful. Hallelujah. The Word is with me. The Word's with you. He's here. And it's abundant. And yes, it is in a glass darkly. I understand that. But let me tell you something. He's got and given me everything I need right now. Everything to fully and adequately praise Him for right now. And that's the truth. I long to have a body like unto His own glorious body. So I can in that groaning of the manifestations of the Son of God, that I can tell you, Jesus, how I really know that someday you'll cause me to love you. But Lord, I'm so satisfied. I'm so completely head over heels right now because you've given it all to me. I've got you. I've got you. You live in me. I died and you came to live. And praise be to God, we're having a joyful time in the Lord. And I'm growing up into him. And praise be to God from glory to glory into his very image. Now, the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, he makes you confident in the love of God. That's what he does. I'm learning it more and more. Not confident in myself, not confident in what I know, but in confidence of his love for me. It's awesome. See, that's when you can be confident in someone even in the natural, is when you know that you love them and you know that they love you. And I'm telling you the truth from experience. I'm thankful to God. I've been able to be a coach for many years. And I know this is the Lord in my life. I've been able to coach teams that have been successful, that didn't look like we could be successful at all. But there's something about loving people. There's something about when people know that you care for them and you believe in them. And that it doesn't matter what the outcome may seem right now, we're going to do it. That's your Heavenly Father. I'm going to do it in you. I've given you everything. I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm never going to be put out with you. Oh, Moses and I had some talks a long time back. I was going to destroy everybody, but we were just talking. You got to read the Word of God. It's really good. You know the story. But praise the Lord, the faithfulness of God, what he has for your life, and what he wants to do, all because he can help. He can't help but love you. He loves you. He loves you insatiably. He loves you beyond. You're his complete inheritance. Now are we the sons of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're the sons of God. Not just something that's written on a wall or on a page. By God's grace, it's the Word of God. Now are we the sons of God. I think of how I love my sons. I won't leave them alone. They know it. They'd like me to, but I can't help it. Because I love them. And I do have a vision, because of God's grace, of what is good for them. And whether or not they want to go with it or not, that's not something that's going to, in a sense, if I'm really a loving father and a caring father, I'm not going to give up on it. Well, they don't want it. I'm not going to go that way. No way. I'm not going to give up until you take it. I'm going to be here moment by moment because I love you. How much more our Heavenly Father? Moment by moment, he will never leave you alone. If you're a parent here today and you love your child, you get this. I know you do. But more importantly, if you're a son of God, you know this. Because his sheep know his voice. His sheep hear his voice. Listen to the word of the Lord. It's so much better when you listen to the word of the Lord, isn't it? Isn't it incredible? Everything else, all that noise just stops. All that distraction just gone. It's like I'm transported right in face to face with Jesus Christ. I look into his eyes and he tells me, oh honey, it's well, isn't it? And I never changed, honey. I've been here all the time. Just keep looking right in my face. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Where's he going with this sermon? I don't know. Isn't that something? See, you're getting a... You get on a ride with him, don't matter. You're with him. Isn't that wonderful? But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, that Holy Ghost, he gets that love going in our lives. We start to believe earnestly. It doesn't matter what other people think. People that I knew that were really running for the Lord, their love may have grown cold. They may have went off on another direction. Something bothered them. I pray. It hurts my heart, grieves me, but I got to go on. And praise be to God, I don't care what lies the enemy is getting you to recite. And I'm talking about the lies, the reasons to not go on in perfect love. Come on, stay with it. The lies of, oh, we can compromise and we can roundabout there, get there this way. Oh, no, you can't. It's a narrow way. It's so preciously narrow. And I'm starting to appreciate that narrow way, how it squeezes you down. But see, you're squeezed against him. You're pressed right against him. Hallelujah. It's exciting. Yeah, it aches, it hurts, because you're suffering together with him. But he comforts you all the time. And it's okay. And praise be to God, Lord, thou knowest, and we're going on. And I don't care if my familiar friends, they discourage me. I don't care if they try to mock me. Praise be to God, what reigns here is I'm not ashamed of the words of my lover. And that's really what it boils down to anymore. He loves me. That's my lover. That's the lover of my soul, because the Bible tells me so. And he can't help it. He just is there. You talk about a lover that people try to use and abuse. Come on, you know it. But he loves through. And he loves on. And somehow, some way, the Holy Ghost just touches your heart. And you just give it up and say, oh, I'm so sorry, Jesus. You talk about a repentant heart. And you've already been in his arms all the time. And he's already had them always thrown around you. But you quit squirming and you turn around and you throw them around him. Now, the Holy Ghost was confirming in this brother's heart the same thing that he wants to do in ours. Son, you believe the word of God. You know the word tells you that the Savior is coming. And I like that. It pleases me. Faith always pleases me. And I got a double portion for you, son. The Bible's always about that. The Bible's always about exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. It's the word of God. Well, I don't know what to ask for. Thy will. That's what we ask for, is the will of God. And it's so abundant beyond anything we could ever imagine, brothers and sisters. He's got the double portion. And what he said to this brother, in a sense, is what he says to us all the time. Because you've allowed my grace. You've allowed my grace. That's it. You've just apprehended the grace of God. It's been there all the time. But because you've allowed my grace, I'm going to quicken you. And I'm going to quicken you to love his appearing. And praise be to God, you're going to see him. You are going to see him. And not after you die. All Christians are going to see him after they die. We know that. But praise be to God, you are going to see him before you depart. Now, that was something. I don't know who, if he told anybody. I don't really know if or how many. I don't know what they said. But I know one thing. This brother believed the word of the Lord. Because the Bible told him so. Isn't that awesome? He was quickened because of why? The Holy Ghost. To believe this. And I'm sure very, very few at this time. Maybe a handful of shepherds and some wise men. And a funny little couple. But they believed they were going to see him. And that's all that mattered is, the Bible told me so. The word of the Lord spoke. The Bible tells you so. The word of the Lord spoke. And he believed God. And you know what? That brother saw him before he departed. And he did. I love this story. And see, God help us to surrender to the word of God. Really, God help us to surrender to the will of God. And that is his word. It's the truth. See, brothers and sisters, without the Holy Ghost, again, without the Holy Ghost, we will only go so far. It's the truth. Without the Holy Ghost revealing, yea, the deep things of God to you, The deep things. Now, we're going a little further here. It will only be Jesus, your coming. Stay with me. Without going on to the deep things of God by His Spirit, it will only be Jesus' coming. But with the Holy Ghost, by His Spirit, it's not only Jesus' coming, it's I love His appearing. His appearing is my first love. His appearing is all I want, really. To see the face of Jesus, to hold Him. Not just behold Him, but hold Him and hold His lovely face. To touch Him. To truly touch His hands. To behold the Lamb. To touch that pierced side. To hold Him. It only happens by the love of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the guide into all truth. Listen to the word of the Lord. The Holy Ghost is the guide into all truth. The Holy Ghost is the guide into filled with all the fullness of God. The Holy Ghost is ready and willing to give us a vision that springs us from one glory to another. And the Holy Ghost is the only one that leads us into the temple, the place that you will always be face to face with the Lord. What are we doing? Come on now. Think about this. When do we get excited about the Holy Ghost? If you ever get excited about the Holy Ghost, praise be to God. But for years, do you know the only place I really got excited about the Holy Ghost was up at camp? Do you know that God has visited us with a camp meeting for many a Sunday over the past years here? Do you know that? Do you appreciate that? Now, are you standing back and beholding it? Are you going to enter in? The sons of the prophet saw a mighty thing. But those sons of the prophet, they kind of mocked that poor little Elisha all the way along. As he said, I'm not going to depart from Elijah. I know something mighty is going to happen. Because the Bible told me so. The word of the Lord told me. I'm not letting him out of my sight. There's something that's going to appear. There's something that's going to appear. And I want that portion. I want that mantle. The pattern over and over, the Word of God, it's so perfect. It's so beyond. Whether you like numbers or whether you like music or whatever you might like and think that's fascinating in chemistry or biology or aerophysics or engineering or whatever it is, that is so pale in comparison to the perfection of the Word of God and the perfection to the proposal that is woven through every verse. I'm confident. Don't you try to finite the Word of God to me. It's infinite. It's infinite. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. There's something about seeing Jesus. Amen? There's something about seeing Jesus. And especially seeing Him early. Especially seeing Him as soon as you can. As the Word of God even says, first, run to win. The first trump. Amen. Come on now. This is us He's speaking to. And it thrills our hearts over and over in the Word of God. Those that have allowed the Holy Ghost to minister to the truth, to reveal the love of God to them, it caused them to want to see Jesus. You want to see Jesus? I mean, you really want to see Jesus? You're not like that old farmer that heard that preacher preaching, and everybody raised their hand except him. And he went back after the service and he asked that old boy, he said, "Did you not hear what I said about seeing Jesus?" He said, "Oh, I heard." He said, "Well, don't you want to see Jesus?" He said, "Well, yeah, but I thought you were going to get a crowd ready to go tonight." You want to see him? You want to see him? Christ in you wants to see him. Let him. Let him. Brothers and sisters, it's mighty every time. Jacob saw him. And at that moment, he named him Israel. Moses saw him. And at that moment, God showed him all his goodness. Saul saw him. And he was changed to Paul. A chosen vessel unto me. And in a moment, a wife is going to see him. And she's going to be like him. Like him. As we go today, I just want you to think about like him. Think about like him. Think about with him. Think about seeing him. You know, brothers and sisters, knowing the great love wherewith we are loved, knowing that all powers there be that are of him. I don't know about you, but if it be the will of the Lord, Lord, I want to see you now. I want you to perform all your perfect and complete will of God in this life. And I am getting to the point because of the grace of God. And as you know, brothers and sisters, it hurts. It's painful. But Lord, whatever it takes. But I want to see him. Oh, he wants me to be like him. He's going to make me like him. That's all good. I love that because he wants it. As I've been rejoicing with him time and time again, he wants me to rule and reign jointly together with him. That's wonderful, Lord, because you want it. That's good with me. Lord, glorified together with you. Oh, my goodness, it's so wonderful. That's good with me. But Jesus, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you. There's no more glass darkly, honey. It's face to face. It's just beyond. He's going to appear just as he appeared to Simeon. I'm going to behold my salvation just as that sweet brother. But brothers and sisters, if we will permit the Holy Ghost to give us all the things of the servant, to give us all the things of the Master's Son. Not only are you going to behold thy salvation, you're going to behold bridegroom. You're going to behold bridegroom. Brothers and sisters, there is a company. By God's grace, that is going to see him before they depart. Oh, yes. And why again? Because of the word of the Lord. It tells me so. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it is impossible for God to lie.
And God was not lying to Simeon, was he? And Simeon saw the Lord before he departed, didn't he? Well, I'm going to tell you something. The Lord wants you to believe him like that. If it be the will of the Lord. As I said a few days back in here, I saw a brother in the Lord that was so sick in body he couldn't even get up. He was emaciated to a point where he was nothing but just a little thing, and what a mighty man and strong he was. But as Brother Hill sat in that hallway, as he couldn't even get to the kitchen, as I came to see him about 2 weeks before he went to see Jesus, and as I started to cry, as I saw him laying in the hall, and I said, "Papa, what are you doing down there?" And all he could look up at me as he turned his head and his eyes sparkled. They still sparkled. He said, "Oh, son, do you think he could come today?" Brothers and sisters, I'm taking that this morning and I'm running to the bank. Because let me tell you something, those that are alive and remain, hallelujah, they're going to be caught up together with them in the clouds. Together in the air, hallelujah, forever to be with the Lord. And one thing I've come to know, there is nothing more that comforts me than them words. What about it? What about it? We're going to come down here today and take the Lord's Supper. This do in remembrance of me. What are you going to remember when you come down here and take the Lord's Supper today? You're going to remember as he went to that cross, it was the joy that was set before him that he endured it. You're going to be happy in the Lord as you take this wonderful communion together with him today. I am. Hallelujah, I am. I'm so thankful to God that he got on that cross, that he could not be kept off that cross, that he gave up the ghost, that he became sin for me because of the joy. And let me tell you something, I'm bold in the Lord enough, praise be to God by his grace, let's get to the front of the line. I'm the joy. You the joy? Yes, you are. He died to bring many sons to glory. And let me tell you something, glorified together with him could be in our next breath. Comfort one another with those words. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We are so grateful for the word of your grace. Lord, help us. Lord, we understand that we're weak. But praise be to God for your faithfulness. For when we are weak, then are we strong. Lord, help us this morning as we come forward to understand and to know and rejoice in the power of the resurrection. God, thank you. Thank you for the Lamb. Thank you for our risen Savior. Thank you, Lord, that he is at your right hand. Thank you, Lord, that you are for us, and who could be against us? Thank you that we are not only welcomed, but Lord, we are accepted. Thank you, Lord, that we're privileged. Thank you that it's not just favored, but we come today highly favored because of Jesus. And in his name we pray, amen.